is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Quick announcement before I get into this, what I'm going to call historic article. There will not be an HMT episode tomorrow. Why? Because I'm gearing up for the 7 days of slaughter, which will begin next week. And gentlemen, I have to say, oh, there are going to be some very unique hitters in this marathon. With that being said, gentlemen, why do I call this a historic event? There's a scenario that you guys have been waiting for ever so patiently. And I told you, if I ever found that article, I would be ecstatic to report it to you. Gentlemen, the scenario has finally come to pass. What is that? This article that was published on the 20th of October. It is still piping fucking hot. When I read the title, gentlemen, take a drink. Make sure you're sitting down. Make sure you are relaxed. Man allegedly guns down the judge who oversaw his divorce proceedings, manhunt ongoing. Gentlemen, we all knew it was only a matter of time before a judge who oversaw a man's divorce got smoked like a blunt. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Maryland authorities said they are searching for a man who allegedly targeted and gunned down the judge who oversaw his divorce proceedings. For everybody involved in the family court, in the divorce court racket, this right here is the wake up that a lot of you have needed to see. Yes, it does not matter who you are. You can get got. And it was only a matter of time before a judge got. Pedro Argote, or as I'm going to call him, Dugout, 49, allegedly shot Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson, 52, in the judge's driveway in Hagerston, Maryland, Thursday night while the victim's wife and son were home, according to the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Here's a bit of advice for all of you people who think that you're untouchable. You have to go home at some point, and you have to sleep at some point. Far too many people, especially people in positions of power, thoroughly believe that they're untouchable. Oh, no. I guarantee you that this judge thought he was untouchable until he got touched. Wilkinson was presiding over Argote's divorce proceedings, Sheriff Brian Albert said at a news conference Friday. Argote's ex was granted custody at a hearing earlier in the day, which is believed to be the motive for the shooting, Albert said. No shit, Sherlock. When I tell you what this man had taken from him, yeah. Our goat did not attend Thursday's hearing, the sheriff said. He should be considered armed and dangerous, the sheriff also said. The U.S. Marshals Service is also searching for our goat and offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to his arrest. The U.S. Marshals Service said Friday in a release that Argo is now, quote unquote, the target of an interstate manhunt. I have to say this. As morbid as this is, I have to say this. Do not be surprised if this man is brought in cold. If somehow, quote unquote, he self-terminated, if they do find him. Trust and believe, gentlemen, this man already knows more than likely he's a dead man walking. However, his actions, they will be historic. They will live on. Why? Because all it took was one man to finally get pushed over the edge for him to finally decide to go after the people of the court. This guy, he may be the first, but he damn sure will not be the last. Why? Because that tablet has now been dropped into the system. Oh yeah, stand by, gentlemen. Stand the fuck by. In addition to transferring custody of the couple's children to his wife, Wilkerson also issued an $1,120 a month child support requirement, prohibited our goat from visiting or contacting his children or wife if it was not initiated by her, and gave his wife sole possession of the family home, according to court documents obtained by ABC News. When you read that, gentlemen, what did Mr. Argot become the perfect personification of? That's right, the man with nothing left to lose. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said in a statement that he's quote unquote shocked, heartbroken, and sickened by the shooting, calling it quote unquote a cold-blooded, vicious, and targeted attack. Hey, Governor, do you know what else is a cold-blooded, vicious, and targeted attack? That's right, divorce itself. That was targeted against Mr. Argot. And the fact that that judge sat there more than likely with a smug look on his face while he systematically stripped Mr. Argot of everything? Yeah, how could you not say that divorce is not a cold, vicious, and targeted attack against a man? Or, as I like to call it, a declaration of war. Quote unquote, Judge Wilkerson spent his career in defense of justice, Moore said in a statement. We must now ensure that the perpetrator of this vile act faces justice, and Judge Wilkerson's family gets the support they need and deserve. To be perfectly honest, I do not care. Look up. If you see a flying squirrel, look at his asshole. That's how much I care. State Delegate Neil Parrott said on X, formerly known as Twitter, quote unquote, it appears that Judge Andrew Wilkerson was shot multiple times and has passed away. Police are actively searching for the Terminator. Please pray for our police and for the Judge Wilkerson's family at this time. Once again, I do not care. I could give a flying squirrel's ass about this guy's family. I don't care. How many men have actually been sacrificed via the courts, via the family court, via divorce court? How many of those men actually self-offline? Does anybody care about them? Oh, no, 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 no. Remember, those who make peaceful revolution impossible, i.e., changing the family court laws to make divorce more fair and equitable for men, will make violent revolution inevitable, i.e., men who find themselves faced with divorce putting on the mask. Oh well, oh well. And guess what? I'm going to reiterate. This has now been dropped into the sphere. More and more men who've been led to believe that judges were untouchable, guess what? You might find more men going the same damn route. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he went to the judge's home and smoked him like a blunt in his own driveway. I gotta give that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol, gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. You know what I'm gonna do for this one? I'm gonna give this one an 80. Why? Because you have a governor and a state delegate talking about, oh my God, this is so tragic, blah, 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 blah. However, I'm gonna give them another 20 points because it was a sitting judge. Because now more and more judges and lawyers and anybody who works for the family court, they've been put on notice. Yes, you can get got. And believe you me, it will start happening. So for psychological impact, excuse me, I'm gonna give that a straight up 100. And for the brutality factor, he shot him multiple times. He wanted to make sure that judge, his face was going to be the last thing he saw before it all faded to black. And I have to just ask, because I'm just this damn sadistic, what do you think was the last thought that judge had before those bullets hit his body? Oh, shit. I screwed over the wrong man. So for the brutality factor, I'm going to give that a 20. So, pistol packing Pedro, our goat, the goat, gets a score of 140. Let me reiterate. All of you people who are involved in the absolutely from the top down corrupt family and divorce court racket, you will one day get your comeuppance. Trust and believe. Even if men decide to offline themselves after they commit the act, more and more men are going to act. It's gonna be bad. Yeah, for far too long, as long as men restrain themselves and say, you know what? I'm just gonna take this lying down. Everybody was okay with it. Nobody had a problem with it. However, now we finally have a man that says, oh, hell no. I'm going for the gusto. I'm going to take out the guy that I know had every incentive to screw me over. You think that judge was not getting kickbacks or going to get kickbacks? Oh, yeah, no. And guess what? Like I always say when it comes to divorce, imprisonment is always going to be hanging over a man's head when he gets divorced. Can't pay that $1,100 in child support? Go to jail. Offline the wife? Go to jail. Offline the lawyer? Go to jail. Offline the judge? Go to jail. So yeah, once again, this man was the perfect example of a man with nothing left to lose. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all of you people involved in the family court, the divorce court, those rackets, you need to thoroughly understand this and understand it crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in those courtrooms, those kangaroo courts, that is going out. Feminism, which, believe it or not, if you look further into law, family court law, which is the basis of why men get so screwed over, that is going out right along with it. Because as Mr. Pedro the GOAT has thoroughly demonstrated, a man who no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act. Oh yeah. His wife, via the system, declared war on him. And guess what? He declared war right back and went for the gusto. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.